Welcome to a very special episode of the Way to Know You podcast. My name is Nick Rounds, and I will be your host. My next guest is the founder of the Nacelle Company. You already know Nacelle is a company responsible for producing amazing shows such as the toys and the movies that made us on Netflix, A Toy Store Near You on Amazon, and Behind the Attraction on Disney Plus. In addition to producing amazing shows, the Nacelle Company produces amazing toys, resurrecting beloved brands such as RoboForce, Sectars, and Biker Mice from Mars. The Nacelle Company is seeking to tackle the great beyond with their new toys based on the sci-fi show, The Expanse. More on that later. Brian Volk-Weiss, wait, I know you. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Nick.
Thank you so much for joining me today. We're here to talk all about your new awesome Kickstarter. But before we kick into that, I really want to know, as far as The Expanse goes, like, what's your history with it? Like, talk to me all about that.
You know, it was really random. The show had already been on for 2 years on Sci-Fi, and I'd heard about it, but I never watched it. I never really paid attention to it. And then it went to Amazon, and because of all the crap, I'm sure you can guess that I watched, the lovely Amazon algorithm just started saying, Expanse, Expanse, Expanse. I noticed there were spaceships and stars in the artwork, and that's usually the recipe to me liking something. And I tried it. And I mean, no, like, this sounds like such a cliched thing to say, but I knew during the opening credits it was for me. And just because I got to say this carefully, Star Trek for me is like a way of life. It's like a code. So I do not view, I know, don't think I'm crazy. I know that Star Trek is a TV show. I am intellectually aware of that fact. But I do not consider it to be a TV show. So now that I've said that, I do believe The Expanse is the greatest science fiction TV show of all time. And I would argue, with few exceptions, it's the greatest science fiction ever made.
What are some of the things that you love most about the series specifically, beyond just the intro, like, really getting you? Like, what are the other moments of from the show that, like, really stick with you?
You know, there's great acting and there's great writing. Don't get me wrong. And I mean, there's great writing. A drummer's speech before she goes into the ring, other than maybe Bill Pullman in Independence Day, I think that's the greatest speech ever written ever. But I love history. I'm a huge history buff. I love politics. I follow politics. I've read about politics my whole life. It's basically a show about politics. It just takes place 500 years from now instead of 50 or 100 years ago. Like, and it's, I think, highly likely. I mean, think about what it is. It's a three-way civil war with an alien invasion. Spoiler alert. that's what it is. And I'm a huge Civil War buff. I've been to almost every major battlefield in the country. My first son is named after President Grant, and it's inherently a Civil War story, except it's a three-way Civil War story. Yeah, and then I do need to give one other shout out. I need to give is Ava Salvara. I think she's the greatest character in the history of television, maybe even movies, except for, of course, Captain Kirk. The first season where she comes into her own, I was literally like falling out of my chair laughing at just how fucking crazy she was. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. So it was all of those combined. And then, you know, honorary second place for drummer. And, you know, my favorite characters, you know, it's Ava Salvara, drummer, and then Amos. And all of those characters are pretty unique.
Yeah, they're awesome and such amazing voices too. Awesome. Well, let's talk all about the Kickstarter. So you're 60% of the way there already. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So what have you kind of learned about the fandom of the Expanse in terms of the reaction to the toy line Kickstarter so far?
I have learned that, you know, I always got to be careful when I answer questions like that. I have learned that, let's just say that, now I'm backing myself into a corner.
Keep it positive. Yeah.
Yeah. The fans are great and they have, their gripes are legitimate. But there's certain gripes. There's nothing I can do about them. And I got it. Expanse fans are completists. There we go. I learned that Expanse fans are completists. So that I knew how passionate they are because I'm one of them. I am pretty sure I have every single product ever made officially by the Expanse. I may or may not have some unofficially made things from the Expanse. Don't tell Amazon. I also have, and I'm very proud of this, I have every single wrap gift from every season, which is why the big, big thing we're doing is a replica of one of the wrap gifts, I believe season 5. Right. So I feel like and not only that, I also now, thanks to the auction, have a pretty damn good prop collection too. You know, I have, Ava Solara's, hand terminal. I have Bobby's rifle. So I have a pretty good Expanse collection.
Yeah. I was going to say, and this is a wrap gift that you were talking about specifically is the, yeah. Is that,
and we photo scan that from my actual collection. So I brought the one that I have into work. They brought it to this company that does, they put it in, it looks like a CAT scan and it does all the shit with lasers. And then, hey, here's a perfect copy. So it's literally based on a real one. And it's, I don't know the actual number, but it's like sensitive up to like a billionth of an inch. The yen saying that you can see at the bottom, it is perfectly transitioned into our replica.
I love it. So let's talk about the Kickstarter itself. Like, there's a lot of value that's happening here, and the thing that I love the most, like what I loved about the Biker Mice from Mars figures that you guys did, is that you included accessories like the hot dog specifically, which you didn't need to do, but you did it anyway, and. Likewise, almost everybody here has their own personal drink for each of the characters specifically.
Wait, before you move on, can I tell you an accessory we didn't make?
What's that?
And like, we came close, man. Like, we really tried. We just couldn't get it to work. I don't know if you remember this. It is, to the best of my knowledge, I have I've seen the whole show twice. So that's the good news. The bad news, I have not seen it 50 times. But so I don't remember if it's ever shown again. But in the pilot, and I got to be honest with you, I tried this myself, which was really stupid. In the pilot, there's a scene where Holden is using, I think, a razor blade to shave the tip of a match into his coffee because he said the sulfur makes the coffee taste better in 0G. I wanted to include a little matchbook and like pencil shavings to put into his coffee cup. But that was a bridge too far, I was told.
Well, I appreciate your push for authenticity, but yeah, that's awesome. So let's talk about the Holden figure, like talk about some of the details and like why you chose this specific outfit. Like talk to me about the Holden figure.
You know, what we really wanted to capture with Holden was, you know, to me, Holden always represented, and I know I'm stating the obvious for anyone who's seen the show, but he was always what I would like to describe as a reluctant warrior. He didn't sign up for any of this. He was the first time we meet him, he's trying to quit. Like, he's turning down a promotion. So we really wanted to capture him as Holden. We wanted to show him, you know, Bobby comes with a Goliath suit. Yes, she comes with cucumber sandwiches. But my point is, there's certain characters like Amos. They're all about the guns. They're all about the violence. They're all about doing what has to be done to win. Holden, kind of reluctantly, got pulled into this whole situation. And as I said before, in the middle of a three-way civil war with an alien invasion, you got this guy who doesn't want to get a promotion, let alone become like the George Washington of the war. And that's what I really wanted to capture with him, was he wasn't a Marine. He wasn't a warrior. He was just an innocent dude that ended up doing the right thing every time it mattered, including turning down the presidency of the known universe.
I love it. And then Nagata.
You know, Nagata, it was a very similar thing. We really wanted to portray her as a human being that ends up caught in the middle of this gigantic political clusterfuck. And so, you know, I know she will eventually go on to get more military-like fatigues, but if I'm being honest and maybe even a little cocky, we can do that in wave two. We can do that in wave three. I really wanted to show the characters to some degree, not all, because as you know, Bobby and Drummer, is Bobby even in season one? Like Drummer is like, I think Drummer is four lines in all of season one. So I'm exaggerating. But my point is, I really wanted to show everybody kind of at the beginning of the story. Mm. And then, God willing, it goes well. Then we'll keep releasing figures with more mature wardrobe as the show went on.
That was one of my questions. I was curious to see whether or not you're going to do another Kickstarter or if you're just going to do a continuation outside of Kickstarter.
I don't know. You know, we've never done a Kickstarter before. We have a pretty healthy DTC now, and that's what we've always used. But everybody told us with the Expanse, use Kickstarter. They're great. Like, the fans love Kickstarter, yada, yada, yada. So I have no complaints.
Awesome. Got Amos.
Yeah, same thing with Amos. Really tried to show, you know, with his clothing, who he is. You know, he's a military guy, comes with three guns. Of course, he comes with the drink. He comes with a bag. But you look at him and you're like, you know what? I'm not going to mess with this guy. this guy looks like he could. It's one of my absolute favorite scenes in The Expanse. Is where they're in the galley on the ship with what's his name? I have Holden's name stuck in my head. What's his name? The detective. Miller. So he's having this conversation with Miller, and I don't know if you remember, but Miller does this weird ass thing where he holds a coffee cup out, drops it, and you realize he did it as a distraction, and he hits Amos, and then Amos proceeds to give him arguably the greatest beatdown in the history of filmed entertainment. So like that, again, for me, that scene, that's Amos. Because not only is he just kicking the shit out of this guy, but he's like not breaking a sweat. He's not angry. He's like calmly telling him, please don't get up again. Like, it's the best. And that's what we try to capture here.
Love it. Vassarala.
Her hand terminal, literally designed after the one I got in the auction. We took scans of that too. We got her name on the desk. She's a big drinker. Everybody's a big drinker in this show, as you know. And we just really wanted to, you know, include. It was very important to me. Like, sometimes, you know, obviously I'm a big toy buyer myself. And nothing, like, I love when you buy a toy. No one's better at this, by the way, than McFarlane, where, like, you buy something and it's the accessories sometimes where you bond with the company that made the toy. Because you're like, oh, my God. Like, if you know about this, you obviously are not phoning this in. And that's what we tried to do with her, is just really capture her essence with the accessories and, of course, the greatest wardrobe that anybody has had in the history of wardrobe.
I love it. Yeah. And her, speaking of like the wardrobe, like her dress and like the renders of everything is just so really stunning. And like the likeness is absolutely stunning. So I can't wait to see the final product of this particular figure. Looks really awesome.
Have you seen the Paint Master?
On your Instagram? Yeah, I have.
Okay. I got it right here.
Oh, we can. Yeah. Take a look at it later in a second. I just wanted to go through all the action figures and talk about them individually.
Yeah.
And then Drummer, of course, as well.
Drummer, you know, again, she's military. She got the guns. She got her booze. But also, one of my favorite scenes with her is in the elevator shaft where she drops the grenades and saves everybody. I don't know if you know this or not. In the book, that's where she dies. So it's actually so those grenades we included – you know, that it was a big kind of like, again, we're just kind of telegraphing to the fans. Like, we get it. We're fans too. It's a great scene in the show, but it's also like a wink, wink. This is where her character went past the books.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I hadn't read the books. I'd only seen, you know, the show. But that's really awesome. I love that.
And there's then Drake. Not.
Yeah. The queen, as far as I'm concerned, because like this suit looks so absolutely stunning. I'm really a big fan of this.
Yeah, no, she's, you know, again, I might even like her more than Amos, but yeah, we were getting all the details of the Goliath suit, you know, or her arm wrap with the rounds. You know, we're putting a ton of detail into that. She's armed to the teeth. And the welding tool from one of her coolest scenes, and then the cucumber sandwiches, which, you know, again, it's a huge part of the show that I don't think a lot of people realize is the food and alcohol, and it's there's a lot of food. I think there's more food and liquor in one episode of The Expanse than probably all of Star Wars combined. So we really, really tried to capture that.
That's a good call out. And then lastly, got Miller, which I love his gun, the Rhino, so much. It's awesome.
We gave him the Rhino, we gave him the Terminal, and we gave him the Hamster, which, again, I can tell you're a fan. As you know, one of the biggest plot points comes out of.
Love it. And then lastly, you got two packs. You have you got Bobby with the Proto Molecule Hybrid.
Yep.
And then the famous handshake as well with
that was, you know, it's funny, you know, when you're a fan of something, you never really know if that which you're a fan of, other people are too. So back in 1999, when the new Star Wars movie was coming out, Phantom Menace, it actually happened in 98, they put out a sneak peek toy. Hasbro didn't tell anybody. Lucasfilm didn't tell anybody. And they just put out one of the battle droids. And we didn't even know what the hell that was yet, on a STAP. And we didn't know what that was either, you know, flying the STAP. We didn't know what any of that was. But it was like, oh, my God, the first new Star Wars toy in 19 years. So I never forgot that. So what we did here, we launched basically when we announced that we were working on the Expanse toys. We started with this. That's why our two paint masters that we have are our Drummer and Avis Alara, because this is literally the first thing we made for the show. And again, in the category of maybe I shouldn't admit this, when they shook hands, dude, I was weeping like a fucking baby. And that, like I said, this is the first thing we greenlit and that went into production after we started.
So rad. And I, one thing to call out specifically too, is that the only way that you can get a Proto Molecule toy from you guys is buying the 8-pack or buying this two pack specifically. Is that correct?
We were very sneaky. Yes.
I will say that the all-in eight pack is a pretty good deal. Given the amount of accessories and everything you guys have in there. So, but yeah, just calling it out that if you want the proto molecule hybrid, you have to, you got to shell out for it a little bit. So let's talk about the stretch goals. You guys are 60% of the way there and you're chugging along. But you have some pretty aggressive stretch goals. You want to talk about some of those?
Yeah. You know, again, with stretch goals and more importantly to me, accessories, you know, we just want to build out this world and we want to show the fans, we are fans too. So, you know, the Don Quixote of it all, like that's, what is that mentioned? Once, twice at the most. Mao's necklace, obviously a big deal in the show. You know, Draper's Purple Heart, it wasn't that big of a deal plot-wise, but it was hugely important to her. You know, Amos and his relationship with Timothy. I just got goosebumps on my arm thinking about it. So, and obviously a lot of why Avasalara is the way she is, I'm pretty sure had to do with her son. So that's what those are. It's the things that, you know, I want people to see this stuff and be like, oh my God, I cannot believe they made that. And that if there is anything I would call accessory pack, because listen, I love guns. I love our guns accessories. That's all great. But if you're doing something about the Expanse, no shit, you're going to do guns, right?
Of course.
I don't know how many people expected a Timothy mug. I don't know how many people expected, Mao's necklace. So that's what we're trying to show the fans. Like, we get it. We want to make this as badly as hopefully you do so that we can have it too on our shelves.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, you have the eight-figure stand here, more weapons. And then I think this is one to call out too, is that, so this means that if you actually get to hear that you can purchase the hybrid action figure outside the eight pack, is that what's happening?
That it appears to be what's happening. Yes.
lastly, more guns. And then more guns. Here's the biggest thing, the flight chair.
Yeah. That chair. Yeah. God, do I want to make that.
I want you to get there. So awesome. Well, Brian, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and it's been really cool to talk all about the Kickstarter. Is there any final thoughts you'd like to leave with the audience perhaps before you take off?
You know, the only thing I would just say is, you know, I'm a big toy guy. Like, I love toys. I've been collecting toys since I was like 10. We've been making toys for almost 3 years. You know, I've seen a lot of comments. I read all the comments, and, you know, a lot of the comments are, oh, these look like CGI. The hips are too wide, or she's too short, or he's too tall, whatever. What I will say is, because again, I follow HasLab. I follow, you know, so I'm very aware of the process of how toys are made in 2024. You know, I would just say to the fans, like, we will make these things perfect and gorgeous. Like, don't worry about a CGI render. These things will look, you know, if you're happy with how Avasalara looks, then everybody will look like that. The heights will be right. Everything will be, we're not doing this for the money. I mean, we're absolutely not. We're doing this because these things need to be on my shelf, and it would be very weird to just make them for myself. So hopefully we're making them for a lot of people. But my point is, don't be thrown off by some CGI render. These will be gorgeous.
Yeah, I think the thing that you really capped off the Kickstarter with is by saying that this is for fans made by diehard fans. So definitely you can see the love and care and attention that's in there. For all. Yeah, awesome. Brian, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Vice versa.
Everybody else, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.